It's a good day for thousands of students who had attended the now-defunct Corinthian colleges. The U.S. Department of Education announced that students who attended its campuses can apply to have their student loans forgiven. The department uncovered fraud by Corinthian, which had been the nation's largest for-profit college, before filing for bankruptcy last spring. Kirk Carapeza of member station WGBH reports.
Shalon Williams of Dorchester has waited a long time for today's news that her loans will be forgiven.
Thank you, God. Oh, my goodness. I can finally laugh again.
Williams enrolled at Corinthian's Everest Institute in Boston 4 years ago after seeing ads on TV.
The little simple commercials when they tell you, oh, pick up the phone, you're sitting on the couch anyways.
TV, and your life's passing you by.
I just picked up the phone and called them.
On campus, Williams says Corinthian recruiters lied about job placement rates and convinced her to take out $21,000 in federal student loans for a medical assistant certificate. She's working now, but upon graduation, she couldn't find a job at one of Boston's many hospitals.
I had no money at all. I had a brand new baby. As soon as I graduate, my son was 2 months old. Like, I didn't have any extra money to pay these bills. So basically, my student loans were delinquent as soon as they hit.
Today, the Education Department announced Williams and thousands of other students won't have to pay back those loans. So far, the department has approved loan discharges for 8,800 Corinthian students nationwide. And Secretary John King says many more are now eligible.
When Americans invest their time, their money, their energy, they have a right to expect that they will graduate with a high-quality degree that will allow them to be competitive in the 21st century economy.
The department predicts loan forgiveness for those eligible could take a while, but he says it will eventually happen.
Unfortunately, we have institutions like Corinthian that have been motivated more by profit than by the interests of students.
Nearly 2 years ago, the Education Department stopped funding Corinthian after the for-profit giant admitted it had fudged its job placement figures. Corinthian collapsed and taxpayers were left holding the bag. A recent investigation by California's attorney general found Corinthian targeted homeless people and then helped them get loans they couldn't pay back.
We have allowed some of our most vulnerable people to get ripped off and saddled with debt for life.
That's Barmak Nasirian. He is a federal student aid expert at the American Association of State Colleges and Universities. Nasirian is encouraged by today's announcement, even though he thinks it's too little too late.
We waited for them to commit the fraud, to cash the checks, to go out of business. And even then, it took us almost a year to finally admit, oh, I think there might have been some fraud going on here.
Nasirian says Corinthian executives should be held accountable.
The people who did this are multimillionaires and not a dime will be recovered from them.
Nasirian points out Corinthian isn't alone. Some, but certainly not all, for-profit colleges are engaging in similar behavior. And he says triage after the disaster only goes so far to prevent future disasters. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Carapeza in Boston.